This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, October 3. Water. Our reading comes from John chapter 4. Now Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that he was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John. Although in fact, it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria, so he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son, Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." In the summer of 2017, I joined a group that was bicycling from the Pacific coast to the Atlantic coast, a journey of over 4,300 miles. At about the 30-mile mark, I developed severe cramps and agonized about dropping out and having to explain that to all the people who had sponsored me for the trip. After struggling into camp, some of the more experienced riders asked me how much water I'd been drinking. I learned that I hadn't been drinking nearly enough. They explained why we needed to hydrate. And following that advice, I no longer suffered from cramps during the journey. It's amazing that water can make such a difference in our lives. Water is an absolute necessity for life. The Samaritan woman knew this and laboriously drew it daily from the well. But Jesus introduced her to water that would solve the problem of thirst once and for all. In John 7:39, we learn that this water is the Holy Spirit. As Jesus put it, this water wells up to eternal life. Maybe we think of eternal life as something to be obtained and experienced only after we die. But Jesus is saying that the Spirit empowers us to experience eternal life already today. This water reaches into every nook and cranny of our lives, creating love, joy, peace, and much more. And this water keeps filling us with real, full life forever. Pray with me. Lord, nourish us with your Spirit. For without the water that only you can provide, we cannot experience eternal life. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.